Alrighty. Then, talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Good morning.
Hi, Elias. It's very nice to speak with you after almost 10 years of reading the session material.
And what have you been engaging?
I've been engaging a lot of how do I create what I want? And I guess processing if it's what I really, really want. I had a bunch of questions about some stats, if it's okay to just confirm those first with you.
Very well.
So essence name for me, Ashtarian.
Drop the N.
Okay, so Ashtaria.
Yes.
Oh, that's correct?
Yes.
Okay. And belonging to Zuli, aligned Vold and Samari.
Aligning Vold with many Sumari obvious qualities, but not necessarily aligning with Sumari.
Okay. And then soft orientation and political focus?
Correct.
And also, a dispersed essence with Dreamwalker aspects.
Correct.
A focus tone of E sharp.
Congratulations, yes.
And in terms of focuses, including other dimensions, I had a number of 8,103.
Not including other dimensions. Correct.
Okay. And then...
If you were including other dimensions, that would generate a number that would be more than you actually have numbers for.
Okay, that makes sense. But then focuses of similar tone in this dimension is 186, is that correct?
Yes, you are, and that is an accomplishment to identify or define that. That is unusual.
Thank you, and the purple energy signature that I actually also saw on my cell phone, is that my essence energy signature, or what?
Yes.
Okay. And then I guess the last question for me there, my focus intent, in exploring that, I thought it was about exploring how to release held energy within the body consciousness. Am I on the right track there?
Yes, you are.
Okay. And that's mostly to do with a deeper level of relaxation. Is that correct?
That would be an avenue. That would be one of the more specific avenues of exploration, I would express that it is an exploration that encompasses more than only the releasing of energy, but what causes held energy to be released.
Mm-hmm. By that, you don't just mean physically, you also mean...
Yes. Any type of held energy.
Okay. And one physical reminder of that I've created is these lipomas on my skin, which are little fatty lumps everywhere. how is that related to releasing energy, and also in related to held energy within my energy centers that I can work on?
And your assessment thus far?
That it's to do with, I was told that it's held energy within the pink, green, and indigo centers. For me, it feels more like an all-encompassing held energy that is somehow to do with fat and the creation of stored fat in relation to Zuli and, you know, my alignment with the Zuli attributes of the body consciousness.
I would agree with your assessment, and in that, as with any factor of held energy, it is a matter of evaluating not only your own associations and what you are doing, but also the effectiveness of what is around you, therefore also your environment and how you interact with that and how that influences you in different capacities in relation to holding energy, especially in relation to stored fat cells.
Okay, so you don't just mean the ingestion of particular foods?
Correct.
Okay.
But also the environment around you and how you are interacting with that and how you are associating with it.
Okay, the environment, you don't just mean like the quality of air and the breathing?
Correct.
Okay.
Everything.
Ah. And then physical exercise, having been a gymnast and a dancer, that action of holding energy within those forms of exercise, if I've been practicing swimming and the warrior pose to relax the energy in a physically active state, is that something that can help reduce or be affecting on reducing the lipomas?
Yes.
Okay.
I would express yes, definitely, especially in relation to water, for that creates more of an evenness in relation to the environment around you. And let me express to you also that water is an excellent conductor, for it absorbs energy.
Okay.
Therefore, in that, an excellent manifestation to use in relation to releasing energy, for it is an excellent absorber of energy.
Right.
And it naturally itself releases that energy in relatively short time frameworks.
So, rather than, I know sitting in the hot tub, I'm able to achieve a kind of relaxed physical state, well, to a certain degree, but if I'm like in a swimming pool being more active,
I would express that although engaging water in relation to a hot tub, so to speak, that may be relaxing to a degree, but it is not necessarily encouraging the body consciousness to release energy, contrary to what many individuals think. There is a difference between relaxing and releasing energy.
Yeah.
And in that, the heat of the water does not necessarily encourage the body consciousness to be releasing energy. In actuality, in many situations, it encourages the body consciousness in the reverse action. Therefore, what I would express is water that is tepid or what you would consider to be cold. Therefore, in a pool, in a stream, a pond, a lake, an ocean, it matters not, a natural body of water or a pool, it is much more likely that you will naturally release energy in that type of water than in a hot spring or in a hot tub.
So if the water is cooler, rather than allowing the coldness to create more tension, would I physically, I'm trying to understand it in terms of using the parasympathetic nervous system. Would the cold, being active in the cold, generate more heat for me to release energy then, in terms of affecting the lipomas?
What I would express is there are two factors in this. One, yes, I would agree with you in your assessment, but beyond that, the body consciousness incorporates a tremendous flexibility in expressing the ability to acclimate in different environments. And as you may notice, you can engage an environment of water that you would identify as cold, but your body consciousness acclimates to that relatively quickly, in which you adjust rapidly and do not actually feel cold.
Yeah.
That allows you the versatility of actions in relation to engaging the water. you can engage activity and physical exertion and exercise in the water and not overheat yourself. And that can release energy easily. But it does not always require actions such as swimming or physically exercising yourself in the water to release energy. You can also release energy very effectively in a calm state in which you are generating very little movement and allowing yourself to float.
Yeah.
That also can very effectively release energy. For the water itself encourages that action of releasing energy automatically. Therefore, you will notice when you engage, let us say, a pool, and whether you are swimming or whether you are floating, you will notice that if you engage the water for a particular time framework, let us say 1/2 of an hour or more, when you remove yourself from the water, regardless of whether you were floating or swimming, you will feel that depression of energy or dissipation of energy. You will feel relaxed and you may even feel tired.
Yeah.
Now, in that, it is not that you have depleted your energy, for you have not, but the water has absorbed that release of energy and any unwanted energy, and in that, when you remove yourself from the water, you will feel more flexible.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Your body consciousness automatically feels less rigid, more flexible, more movable.
More limber.
Yes.
So if I was using being in water as a tool to uncreate the lipomas I've created, is there a specific mental state or state of relaxation I should focus on if I'm using that as a tool to absorb energy, or is it more just...
I would express is what becomes a hindrance or an obstacle is thinking too much.
Yeah.
And attempting to incorporate too much of a method. More a matter of merely setting an intention, very similar to a meditation. And in a manner of speaking, engaging the water can be a type of meditation. In this, meditation is not always expressed in stillness. It is expressed in a stillness of thought mechanism and a stillness in chatter, but not necessarily in a physical stillness. Therefore, what I would express to you is that in this, it is very similar in merely setting an intention before you engage the water. And from that, it is not necessary to be directing yourself, but to engage the water in that similar capacity as a meditation, and in that to not be thinking, but rather to be allowing and trusting. Your body knows what to do if you allow it to do so. Your body knows how to correct itself if you allow it to do so. It does not need step-by-step instructions. Therefore, it is more a matter of allowing yourself to engage whatever activity you choose, whether it be some type of exercising in the water, or if it is swimming in the water, or floating, and perhaps a combination of all of these actions in different time frameworks. And in that, focusing first and foremost upon the action that you are engaging with the water. If that seems to be difficult, if it is difficult for you to turn off your thought mechanism, choose fun exercises to concentrate on. Use your thought mechanism in a manner that enhances the meditation, so to speak. Therefore, concentrate upon the physical feel of the water in relation to any and every aspect of your skin. Let me express to you, your thought mechanism cannot focus upon every aspect of your skin simultaneously. Your attention can, but your thought mechanism cannot process that general information. Therefore, what it will encourage you to do is focus your attention upon different areas of your body consciousness and noticing the sensation of the water as it connects with your skin. And continue to move your attention to different areas of your body consciousness and notice.
Yeah.
The feeling of the water against your skin and the resistance of the water in relation to your skin, for there is resistance in that buoyancy. The water itself creates a resistance to allow you to float. You can also choose other subjects to focus upon. If you are in a pool and you do not want to focus upon the water and how that feels with your skin and your body consciousness, choose an external subject to focus upon, such as the tiles in the pool. They may initially all seem identical and the same, but are they actually? What differences can you see in each tile? That gives you something to occupy your thought mechanism with, without actually entirely engaging it.
Okay.
And in that, you allow that time framework for your body consciousness to readjust itself, to release energy, to return itself to its natural state and function. And you are not interrupting it, or in your terms, getting in the way of that by instructing it.
Yeah. So when I'm in the water and I've achieved a state of, you know, deeper relaxation, almost to the point where I feel like my physical body is dispersed within the water, is that when I know I'm kind of on the right track, or am I still keeping too much attention on my body then by getting in the way?
That would be a good beginning. And in that, moving from that to letting go farther.
Okay.
And not being as focused upon what you are doing or how you are doing it, more so how you are doing it.
Okay.
Let me inquire of you, do you surf?
No, I love the ocean, but the one time I tried to surf, I was terrible at it. I couldn't do it. And I have really good balance as a dancer, but I just couldn't stand. I couldn't balance on the wave, on the board.
I would offer the suggestion that you attempt it again. And in that, let go of the previous experience.
Mm-hmm.
And enter into the attempt as a new experience, without a judgment of whether you can or cannot do it.
Okay.
And in that, without the expectation of actually standing, but allowing yourself to engage the board in a prone position.
Uh-huh.
And engaging the water in that capacity and allowing yourself to genuinely feel the movement and the current of the water beneath you. Allow the board to support you and feel the power of the water.
And the energy of the waves.
May be a significant experience for you.
Okay. And then any other physical action that can be helpful in uncreating this lopoma condition? Holding warrior two pose with a relaxed energy in that active state, can that be helpful? Like slowing breathing and trying to be calm?
Yes.
Okay.
I would express two activities that could be of significant benefit to you. One, I would offer the suggestion that you consider engaging Tai Chi.
Ah.
I would express that for you, this would be a considerable beneficial action, for it encourages fluidity.
Right.
I would express that what you are accustomed to is discipline and rigidness.
You just read my mind.
And this would be an avenue that would encourage you to engage your strengths, but in a very different capacity, and therefore encourage more flexibility and more fluidity to achieve more of a centeredness and a balance.
Okay.
Other that I will suggest is to allow yourself to dance without a plan, without specific movements, but allow yourself perhaps once each day, merely for approximately 10 of your minutes, or perhaps 15 of your minutes. This is not necessary to engage for a lengthy time framework, but to merely allow yourself to move with no plan and with no actual specific actions or movements. In that, allowing yourself to merely move in a fluid manner in an invented dance without traditional or established expressions. but merely allowing your body to move in whatever direction it pulls you to.
Okay. With this,
I would express that it would be very beneficial to you to be engaging actions that encourage you to be more fluid and less rigid. You are very accustomed to rigidity and discipline, and that is not an action that is necessary for you to learn or develop. You already have developed it.
Yeah.
And you have become efficient in that. I would express that it is important for you to allow yourself to learn to be more fluid and more allowing, and therefore generating more of a balance. This is the reason that I would strongly suggest the Tai Chi. For in one capacity, it moves in a direction that is familiar to you. Therefore, it would not be difficult. You are already familiar with discipline and rigidity. Therefore, it would be not difficult for you to engage the specifics in relation to Tai Chi,
mm-hmm.
or the discipline or the preciseness of it. But it also very much encourages that fluidity, which is not as familiar to you.
Okay. And is Qigong a discipline, or not a discipline, but in relation to how effective Tai Chi could be, would Qigong also be a similar action, beneficial action?
Yes, I would express that that may be more fun.
And then, if I could just, I'm going to process all of that. No, I mean, I have been thinking of that and. So that really confirms all of that, and so I'm gonna work on that. I will work on that. With the last 20 minutes that I have, I wanted to try to get your impressions of my writing and the creative expression of that, and in particular to my fascination with the little grey squashy men. So I've been writing a TV show about aliens and how extraterrestrials are aspects of us in other dimensions on other planets, and also allowing a creative expression from on to actually get it down on paper or on the computer. What would you suggest I could do to get that story out as effective and productive as possible? Because it's been a year writing this one script.
What I would suggest to you considerably is your idea and your direction is, in your terms, good. What I would suggest to you is that you rearrange it and change it into a comedy.
Ah.
What I would express to you realistically, my friend, is if you turn it and change it into a comedy, you will be much more likely to be successful and for other individuals to connect with it. In a serious capacity, what I would express to you at this point presently, the majority of individuals in your world have not expanded their awareness enough to accept that.
Okay.
I would express they would accept it if it is comical. In a serious capacity, I would express that most individuals would be more likely to be dismissive.
Okay.
Not with that concept, as other aspects or focuses in other dimensions of yourselves, although that is correct and true, that is not a concept that many individuals would be willing to accept yet. They will, but at this present time framework, the idea of extraterrestrials or aliens being extraterrestrials is too strong. Individuals do not view aliens as other dimensional.
Right.
Their association with aliens is very strong, and they view them to be extraterrestrials, meaning that they occupy your physical dimension and that they space travel to you. That is the generally held perception presently. Changing that to the concept that they are not extraterrestrials, that they are other dimensional, and that they are aspects of yourselves, is somewhat too close or too personal for many individuals to accept at this point presently. And not that they would necessarily disagree or argue with it, they merely will not entertain it at all. They will dismiss it.
Okay. But then,
whereas you can generate the same information, offer the same point, and actually express more of an influence in encouraging individuals to be widening their awareness by presenting the same information to them in a humorous manner, for they're much more willing to accept that as fantasy, but receive the information and assimilate it.
Right. That's very interesting. I'm My mind is now racing about... Yay! No, because two other TV pilots that I've written about unofficial information, one of them being a story about the nine babies, and another one being about a channel and a group of friends that process this unofficial information. Both of those TV pilots have not done anything. one of them is kind of funny, though. I tried to insert some humor, so that's something I enjoy. So I think taking your advice and trying to find a way to present that as a comedy is a fantastic idea. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
So if I can confirm a couple of other stats, my husband Jonas, his essence name is Jeremiah, correct?
Correct.
Belonging to Samari, aligning with Ilda.
Correct.
And he's common with soft aspects.
I would express that... No.
Soft with common.
No.
Wow, he's intermediate.
Yes.
Okay.
And that is the reason that you express that combination of the common and the soft aspect.
Mm.
There are many qualities and expressions of an intermediate individual that are very similar to common individuals.
Yeah.
But there are also aspects of the intermediate individual that blend well with soft individuals.
Okay. And then, is he religious focused?
Yes.
Okay. One focus of his that I had impressions of is with the name Luca, as an Italian court entertainer dressed in a blue tunic with gold buttons in the year 1410. Is that correct?
Congratulations. I would be very acknowledging of you in your impressions. You're becoming quite accomplished at this.
It's so much fun, Elias. And Luca has a very similar appearance to Jonas does now. Darker hair.
Yes.
And then myself as Ashtaria, in the same time frame, is the daughter of a lord with long dark hair. The daughter of a lord, and I had long dark hair, and was courting Luca, and my name, Mariana Cevette.
Correct.
Okay. And then another focus of Jeremiah as a baby doll actress in the 40s, blonde, called Betty Grable.
That would be observing.
An observing. Okay. But Jeremiah does have a female focus in the 1920s on a farm in the USA, rural.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would express that he also does incorporate a focus within that time framework of the late 1930s, early 1940s, in which he expresses as a child actor.
Ah. Michael someone.
A girl.
Ah, okay. I'll explore that.
Very well.
And we have a focus together, where we're dolphins, witnessing some underwater drilling construction. It felt like either a future focus or other dimensional.
I would express future, but not tremendously future.
Okay.
You incorporate, in actuality, I would say, quite a few focuses as citations.
Okay. And then do I have a counterpart or an observing with Thomas Tull?
Both.
Both. Okay. I'm not 100% sure about what that means, so I want to learn and investigate that more.
Very well.
And so the praying mantis that appeared at our front door, and I freaked out and closed the door, and then he somehow came all the way around to the back of the house and was sitting patiently at the back door. We named him Jimmy, and then he there to offer some information that I feel like I failed in reacting to because he died. What was that about?
I would express that this imagery was very similar to what we have been discussing this day. A presentment of imagery to yourself of not fear, but of grace and
balance,
duty. A flow.
Ah.
I would express that there's a reason that this particular insect, in very similar manner to the cricket, is revered in some cultures. For it does express an elegance.
Mm.
And in that, you were offering yourself an encouragement that you misinterpreted in repelling.
Right.
Perhaps you may view that somewhat differently the next time you present such a creature to yourself.
Yeah, I hope so.
Recognize that it is not a threat, for it genuinely is not. Mm. And in that it is a presentment of grace and elegance, and viewing that tremendous combination of discipline and fluidity.
Right. If I can just, in the last minute, just confirm a focus of mine. Her name is Julie, and she lives currently in Chicago. Her last name, I think, is Pritchard -pen.
Yes.
Her middle initial is A, and her favorite color is also purple because she belongs to Zuli.
Correct.
She went to the University of Chicago and then Harvard.
Briefly.
But she dropped out to help her grandfather manage a vineyard.
Congratulations. That is quite detailed.
I think she is aligned to Gramada and emotionally focused.
Correct.
And she is soft with common aspects, which probably means intermediate.
Congratulations, yes.
Is she 27 right now, or she just turned 28?
28.
Okay. I recently got glasses, and my imagery impression is that it's paying attention to attention itself.
Excellent! Yes!
And focusing on what is important in
yes.
attention. Okay. It's a nice tool, a nice little aid as a reminder.
Congratulations.
And then, if we have time, the imagery that I had recently of foxes, in fact, it was 3 foxes in one day, was quite startling. What would you be able to tell me about that?
And your impression?
I think the color orange, for sure. I'm not sure in which for me is sexuality, but maybe the quickness. What do they say? As sly as a fox, or as quick as a fox? No, I don't.
Cunning.
Cunning, that's right. See, you know the expression. I don't. Cunning as a fox. Was I telling myself to be more cunning, or to notice that I didn't need to be cunning?
I would express the latter, that you do not need to be cunning,
mm-hmm.
and to be aware when that is being expressed around you.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Then if we have time, my friend Zoltan, his essence name is Philip.
And?
And, he's Milame, Ilda aligned, and intermediate.
Correct.
Emotionally focused and also dispersed?
Correct.
And has 603 lifetimes in this dimension, including those as a dreamwalker?
Correct.
Great, I will save the rest for next time. It was so wonderful to speak with you.
And you also, my friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting.
And thank you.
And I am tremendously encouraging of you. You are accomplishing quite well with your awareness and your impressions. Now translate that into the physical aspect.
Yeah. And thank you for the blue all the time, blue dots.
You are very welcome. I am always present.
Look forward to our next interaction. Thank you so much, Elias. Sending you energy.
You are very welcome, my friend. In wondrous lovingness to you, as always, and in great supportiveness. Au revoir.
Au revoir.